There's a few of their reps floating around. Feel free to speak to them. Today and tomorrow is a single stream. The timetable for which is on the conference website. Of course, if you want to look at the website, you'll have noticed by now, those of you with laptops, which is the majority, there's a bunch of wireless SIDs out there, all open, free for you to use. Pick V6 at your peril. The resolvers, do we have the resolvers published anywhere? Wasn't there a lack of DNS? Part of the fun. Stay tuned. From an admin perspective specifically, I guess, point out that we have fire exits. Of course, if there's a fire, you want to head out of the building. There's also one at the back. Yeah, camera can be replaced. There are toilets at the very, very back. If you go effectively on the behind of the registration counter and to the left, there's a men's and a woman's there. There's also the bar, very important to know. And the pool, of course, yes, watch out for the pool. Take your cell phone and put it away before you go that way, maybe. In terms of the staff, I'd like to just point out, if you see guys running around with little red spots on their name tags, it's because they're part of the NZNOG organising cable. So feel free to approach any of us if you have any questions about things going on today. Registration, rooms, things like that. We're pretty much running the entire hotel for the next couple of days, so yeah, we've got good lines of communication there if you need any help. Without much further ado, I'll pass over to Dean and Johnny for a NZNOG roundup. I'll point out too, we are on the air, being streamed today and tomorrow by R2. If you do have a question, whilst you're free to shout it, it may not be heard. We would prefer if you perhaps approach the microphone in the middle of the room, obviously introduce yourself and where you're from, etc., and then fire away. And that means that everything will be heard by those who are tuned in online. Cool, thanks very much.
Cool, thank you, Mark.
All right, so we've got something a little bit easy for the first talk this morning, so I'm actually surprised how many people have actually made it in on time at 9 o'clock. We weren't exactly expecting that. We've got a bit of a roundup of the past year, what's happened in the NZNOG community, sort of some of the hot topics on the list. And we'll run through that now. So hopefully there's nothing too mind-numbing or taxing in here.
Or controversial.
Yep. But certainly I'm sure there'll be something to do that to your head a little bit later in the day as we cover some of these other topics, such as V6 again and DNSSEC and that sort of thing. So lots has happened since Dunedin.
Which seems like a long time ago, but yeah, here we all are.
So the mailing list is still pretty active, so we've got...
If you're here, you already know where the list is, but
we've still got lots of subscribers. We actually went to find out how many subscribers we had last night, but we couldn't find it. So,
yeah, given that neither of us are admins of the list.
Actually, do we have any of the mailing list admins in the room?
Can you find out how much,
So some of the journos.
Yeah, sometimes that's good, sometimes it's not so good. And Yuha is spectacularly absent from the conference yet again.
Obviously we've got another conference, which is this one. Now we get into some of the interesting things that we've actually had happen recently. So I think we're all aware of IPv4 depletion and /8s and that sort of thing. So we have less of them now. Again, we started to look at when they all ran out, but as they reach allocated from IANA and so forth, but...
It was too late and the numbers were too big.
All right, so the next big thing, we've got Section 92.
Yeah, so, the artists are saved now because all of their precious time isn't being stolen by pirates. But it wasn't quite what we wanted, so we ended up getting notice and take down, not notice and notice. And the irony here is is that the artists don't actually like it very much either. So yeah, and TVNZ and Sky used their entire submission at the select committee to basically undo what Internet NZ talked about, so that was a bit of a shame.
So, APNIC and NZNOG. So, we signed an MOU as much as there's an NZNOG to sign something with APNIC at APNIC 26 in Christchurch last year, and that was just basically saying that we'd work together in much the same fashion as we have been for many years, but they've been going through a process to formalise these things, so that if things ever change at APNIC, there's still something there that provides them a framework to operate in.
it wasn't very hard.
So yeah, we had the APNIC 26 meeting, which was a pretty good one. They should build in the wireless network, of course. For those of you that weren't aware of that, it was a 2.4 gig SIC building, which just would not let you run a 2.4 gig wireless LAN and have it actually work.
Yeah, there must have been banks of microwave ovens just lining the walls. It was crazy.
So it was the first APNIC meeting we've had in New Zealand, and it was one of the highest attended meetings of the standalone APNIC meetings, so that was pretty good.
Yeah. On to March. In March, pretty much all that happened was the New Zealand Rat Registry bot spammed the list. Similarly, in April, that was pretty much all that happened. So there was definitely a quiet time of the year where all we got to learn about was who was advertising new routes. TUI. So Nathan tried very hard to explain TUI to people again. He kind of finally got the message across by using his catchy slogan.
Not sure if Nathan's here this morning to defend himself.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Nathan's alive this morning. I know his iPhone's not. No, but it's got an unhappy face on it. I don't know what that means, but yeah.
So we also had a bit of a problem last year with a DNS vulnerability and whether or not we can in fact trust the results we get back from DNS. So Dan Kaminsky pretty much screwed us all when he came up with a way to poison caches. Sam Sargent gave a pretty good rundown of this at the APNIC meeting, which was good for both DNS gurus and not programmers.
And noobs alike. Yeah. Cool. A lot of people started to look at what happens when we run out of IPv4 with handing out more and more /8s. So, yeah. So some industrious guys came up with a solution to IPv4 address exhaustion, and that's to borrow it for your own thumb BGP. So, yeah, again, we get a little bit screwed.
So, yeah, this caused a big stir on the NANOG list as well as a number of other NOG lists. It was the BGP hijacking, a little bit different to previous years because it was selectively applied so that the targets didn't actually notice. So it was using BGP path poisoning in a slightly different manner to what we were accustomed to.
Yep.
There was a whole lot that came up around the time. It still is around BCP 38. Anyone know what BCP 38 is?
No.
No prizes. Anyone know what BCP 38 is?
No.
Okay. Alrighty. So,
anyone know what that is? Yes, it's AS Smiley Notation.
Right.
So now we're into 4-byte ASNs as of January 1st, I think it was. APNIC's handing them out by default. So that's awesome. You have to love them now. So the vendors. We're talking to you here, Philip. It'd be nice if Cisco supported them. Minor implementation detail, yeah?
That's not minor, you just need to buy the appropriate router.
Yeah. It's an upsell opportunity, yeah.
Alrighty. And where would we be without multicast? Again.
Yeah. Yeah. Enough said. Yep. Streaming. Yeah, so a lot of streaming got done this year. Sir Ed died, so we streamed it. Hi guys.
Thanks Rich. Thanks Jeremy. YouTube hijacking. I guess you've all heard about that and all the furore that came out of the fallout from that.
Yes? No.
Yes? No? Anyone awake? Anyone not awake?
Basically, Pakistan had a bad day and YouTube paid the price. Everyone got very excited about it. And we sent our on-the-spot reporter there to cover it live.
GTLDs, so also within ICANN, we're pretty much at the point where we're going to end up with a whole bunch more GTLDs, which was kind of interesting. This slide's easy for us because we've got somebody from IANA. So, Rick, you... Oh, down there. Yeah, this slide's yours. GTLDs.
Risk losing my job. I mean, I'm here to talk about DNSSEC, but GTLDs, I think you've seen you've seen the page, you've seen what we try to come up with. There are a lot of people complaining about the cost and a lot of people complaining about, how have we studied this? And so we're going to start studying it, in fact. So it'll be something that, how's this going to affect the root? A whole bunch of GTLDs. People have said, .com's got 60 million, so that's not, it shouldn't be a problem, but what if you add GTLDs, DNSSEC, and IPv6 all the root at the same time? What does that do to that whole structure? And so we're in the process looking into that. So I can only talk about it from the technical side. Thank God.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Another competition.
I see what you did there. Yeah.
All right, that's right. Back to cut now. Of course, we're not ragging on anyone in particular. So, CityLink had a similar issue too, but CityLink provided the network infrastructure for the conference. So, we can't quite remember what happened. So,
there was something, but it wasn't important.
And actually, another thing that came out of that, which annoyed a few of us, was all you people with routers up in the Sky Tower don't redistribute your connected routes and have no way to unredistribute them when you lose your backhaul up there.
Yeah, so we had a lot of calls of, has anyone put up NAP in, X place recently? Dunedin was interesting because it was, quite a powerful AP. So as of 2004, the only viable sources of terahertz radiation were the blah, 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 and some clown in Dunedin, apparently. Gotta love those decimal points, yeah?
So, Akamai streaming on Ape. No, not the caching.
No, really, not the caching.
So, some kudos to Cool Plus and Steve Kay down the back there, who kind of made this all happen, and also, obviously, spread it back out across the Ape. Now, we don't know whether that's because Akamai made them or because they wanted to. Either way, it's pretty good.
There was a big thread on Nathan's end-to-end IPv4 survey. We have no idea what the hell it was, and we were hoping Nathan was going to be here to tell you. He's not. So, moving right along.
Yep. So, IPv6 workshops, we had another couple of them last year, supported by Internet NZ. Covered the cost of that. That turned out pretty well. Seems some good came out of it. I don't know why we're always so surprised. But V6 actually in the last 4 months has been a lot of activity. We've seen a number of networks in New Zealand actually start putting things in place. Maybe not production services, but there's at least now a lot more people with V6 paths through the country.
Awesome, yep. Another hot topic on the list was looking for pictures So Handy put out a request for, does anyone have that photo of the lightning of the Sky Tower? And apparently any other photo would not suffice. It needed to be one particular one.
Was it that one?
No, it wasn't that one. No. It wasn't that one either. And apparently it wasn't that one either. So, yeah. So that's the Sky Tower auxiliary power feed.
We didn't get the beer from Andy.
Yeah.
All right, so Vocus, now one of our sponsors here at the conference today. We finally let the Aussies into the country. Maybe not with all of their equipment, but... actually, I got to share this with you, though. The Vocus guys will love it.
One of them won't.
Australia Day on Monday, which they'd forgotten about. And they booked their trip to New Zealand, realised it was Australia Day, and, oh, damn, we're missing a holiday. Never mind, we'll be in Auckland, we can have a day of business meetings.
Oops.
So I'm not quite sure what they got up to on Monday, but...
business meetings?
Yeah. Actually, and then to make their trip a little bit bigger, as they came through customs with a couple of routers, I think they got through with half of them, so... altogether a pretty successful... venture into the New Zealand market. Anyway, kudos for coming to them into the country, getting involved and sponsoring the community from straight away, basically. So they've been up, they offer transit services and that sort of thing out of the country. Only been up for what, 3 or 4 months, and they're pretty much involved and active on the list straight away, which was good to see.
Awesome, yeah. And the other major point is that Vocus is the first native V6 transit into the country.
That
so, well, yeah, unless anyone else is putting their hand up. But, yeah, prior to this, everyone's been running tunnels overseas. But if you go and see Vocus, they can give it to your native so you don't eat your eat that into you. So that's all cool.
I've seen your traffic cop around the world.
Well, yeah. Well, they might still do that.
Another one, James Spenceley. You want to stand up there, James? He's running for the, right down the back, APNEC.
Hi, James.
EC this year, so the elections are in the APNEC meeting in Manila in a couple of weeks' time. So we've got proxy forms for him. We'd really like to see him get on the EC, basically because there's been nobody from Australia and New Zealand on the EC since Jeff Houston many years ago. That'd be really good to see. So APNEC voting contacts, take note, make sure you vote in these things. Otherwise, we get stomped on by... the NIRs and the much larger companies in Asia who get the people they want in that don't necessarily think the same way we do down here in Australia and New Zealand. Either make sure you vote or we'll give you a proxy form, get a signature, and we'll take care of that for you.
The election happened, yeah. Another interesting thing that happened on the list was someone found a cable on a beach. They were on the beach one day and just found this cable lying there. And we still don't really know what it is. It did look important though. So thanks for pointing that out, Tony. As you can see, it did look like it could be Southern Cross just there. Yeah. And similarly, I happened to be walking down the beach and I found a boot on the beach. And we still don't quite know whether that's important either. But, you know, big props to me. And there's a picture of the boot. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, it was getting a bit late. Hopefully we're both here this morning. Like, it was seriously getting a bit late. Okay, on the list, Vocus also finally works out where to buy some Cat 5 cable in Auckland, so well done.
Should come up and get this later. Actually, that spurred quite a bit of traffic on the list as well. Everyone was mighty keen to let them know where they could buy Cat 5 cables. So. I guess that's the value of the local Nog list anyway, to get information from local people that know the things you don't necessarily know. Peer-to-peer caching. Not quite sure what that one was. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but thread. Victor Fault.
Another Victor Fault. So, yeah, the return of the bride of the Victor Fault part two.
And, of course, we don't want to rag on...
No show without punch.
Yeah. So, CityLink had a few faults, but I think we saw in the last power cut we had in Wellington that was immensely better. It was nowhere near the scale of problem that we had with the power cut earlier in the year. So obviously somebody's been out there busy fixing a whole bunch of stuff, which is good.
Yep.
Of course, that's not exclusively a CityLink fault. Every time there's a power cut in Wellington, anyone with a UPS is screwed. Yeah. Bit of a generator as well. Yeah, multitasking. Yeah. There's a great number of characters on the list.
Yeah. A lot got said about extra Yahoo, but it all seems to be the same, and nothing ever seems to get resolved. So, yeah. Enough said.
Oh, Enum, yes.
Oh, really? Yeah. James, yeah, no.
We'll hand this one over to all the noisemakers on the list that were... So we'll leave that one up to the end.
Yep.
All right, they're not here.
Yeah, sorry.
So actually, that was a little bit disappointing. That there's some people with some very strong views on the subject, and none of them were actually able to make it. So the conference provides a good time for a bit of informal chat or presentations on how they see some of these things running, and that sort of thing. So. It would have been nice to have seen them kind of follow up some of their exuberant emails with...
fronting up.
James with IRC.
Oh, nice. Hi, James.
Awesome, James. Hi. the other thing that seemed to be happening was people logging calls to the mailing list rather than to ISPs.
So the New Zealand operators see?
Yeah, but him did not.
Oh, Internock, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so, but the good thing out of it is that Jared didn't get any sleep for 3 days while he was updating all of the contact details that flooded in after that. So the on the NZNOG webpage, there's actually a contact list for if you have a problem with a provider, who to call, all that sort of stuff. And after we had a bit of a bleat on the list, that actually is looking really good and updated now. So it's really...
Yeah, who hasn't got their details on that? That's the...
Who doesn't know what I'm talking about?
Who doesn't, yeah.
Who does?
Awesome, yeah, who does? Well. Awesome, yeah. So, I mean, it's just really important that if you've got a problem with a provider, give them notice, give them a bit of time to fix it before you, chuck it up.
Yeah, but most providers are pretty good.
Yep.
Even the big ones. In fact, Telecom are probably one of the better ones. There's a couple of people there that actually answer queries if you approach them. It's the same rule with all the providers. Ask them first before you click it on the list.
The iRoot on Wix.
Pretty nice.
Nice, so, good, yep.
Yep. So how many root servers, any cast copies do we have in the country?
Come on.
Two. Yep. Which letters? Which root servers?
Fruit.
Have we got a J?
Is there a J?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a J in the house?
Yeah, there's some new neuroscience stuff in the country, I believe. So, yeah, it's
awesome.
Nearly three? Yeah.
Yeah, the Wellington power outage, it was a pain. But I'm proud that we didn't win as much as Auckland. But the solution's got to be power over Ethernet.
That is real.
Scary, but real.
But, you know, the good thing about Cat5 at the other end, when you need to join it to something, you just twist the wires together.
Exactly. So that's pretty much the year. That's all the stuff that happened. Some of it good, some of it bad. But that's us. So we thought we'd leave you with some more stuff we found on beaches.
So I guess we've got a few minutes, ahead of schedule now. So we've got time for some Q&A. I guess not a lot of hardcore technical information here, but hopefully just a bit of a reminder about what's been happening recently. Okay.
Oops. Simon's got a number for us. I can tell.
This time 5 years ago, we were at a bit over 600 mailing addresses on the list. Now it's 1,051.
Oh, so that's pretty good. Okay, well, that's everything. Thanks, Raj.
Awesome.
And, we'll get on to the next talks now.
Great stuff.
People down the back, there's plenty of seats around. Just have to sit in them.
All right.